Maine's Public Utilities Commission is opening an investigation into CMP's winter disconnection policies. That's after a Central Maine Power notice to a customer this month claimed that electricity service could be disconnected without express approval from the commission. Fred Bever reports in most cases, CMP is barred from such winter disconnections.
Rockland resident Faith Dean says she received what appeared to be a hand-delivered document from CMP in her mailbox on Wednesday. The mailer says that to avoid disconnection, the recipient should call CMP. At the bottom, it says, "If you fail to contact us, we can disconnect your services during the winter months without approval of the PUC."
It is really terrifying, you know, to come home after work and think, you know, gee, we're about right, we're in the middle of winter. We're going to get a huge snowstorm tomorrow. I've got two little kids, and now they're threatening to disconnect my electricity without any approval. I mean, it's a horrible feeling.
The PUC's rules expressly bar utility disconnections from November through the end of March without formal approval from the commission in almost all cases. But a CMP spokeswoman says that when the company makes repeated attempts to contact a customer who is in arrears, and when a company representative also visits the site and deems it to be unoccupied, a winter disconnection can go ahead without PUC approval. PUC spokesman Harry Lanfear says there must be evidence, such as uncollected mail, unplowed snow, a lack of cars in the driveway, or other signs of abandonment.
That's when they can disconnect. And then if they disconnect and somebody's really there, they have to reconnect immediately because, again, if it's occupied, it requires our approval.
The mailer customer Faith Dean says she received this week makes no mention of whether the premises had been deemed unoccupied. She acknowledges her household is in arrears and that she has been out of touch with CMP for months, but she adds she and her family definitely live there, with four cars on the lot. CMP says since November 15th, it served 1,000 customers with notices of potential disconnection. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.